There's something about when someone calls your name that makes it so personal. Our name is our identity. It's who we are. And when the Master speaks to us, it's personal. He knows who we are, His daughters. God is not silent, and He has a message for each of us today. Today, we're talking about when He speaks. I'm Victoria Griffin, and welcome to the Unstoppable Women Podcast. There's a song that is titled, He Still Speaks, and I want to read you some of the lyrics. He still speaks, I know His voice. Sweeter sounds never heard by mortal ears. And to think that God, by His own choice, would speak to me, it makes me rejoice. He still speaks, I know His voice. Here with us today is my mom, Sharon Griffin. Welcome to the podcast today.
Hi, it's good to be here.
So we're talking about when He speaks.
Right. Yeah, we know that God does speak, and He speaks to us in various ways.
Right. He knows how to get our attention specific to us.
Exactly. He's a very personal God.
Yeah, many of us may be different, but He knows each and every one of us so individually that when He speaks to us, it's personal to us.
Mm-hmm.
Like when He calls our name, it's personal.
Exactly, exactly. He knows everything about us and to where He can bring things to our attention that we know it is His voice and His voice only, because no one else could know us so personally or intimately as He does.
And some people may deny His message, but God is sure to make sure that we understand that Him and that it will not be ignored.
Right. God is not silent. He is a God that speaks to His children. He always has. He always will. He is a God that wants us to hear His voice and to recognize His voice. And to obey His voice.
Yeah, and He can speak to us in so many different ways. He can speak to us in His word.
Yes.
You know, many times, He knows our problems and what we're facing. And, you know, I think everyone has a story when you're praying and you just open your Bible and it's exactly what you need to hear at that time. And that's one way God can speak to us.
Yes. And you know, sometimes God has to speak to us in our sleep.
Yeah.
We live such hectic lives and our minds are so filled with day-to-day chores and the different thoughts that's racing through our minds continuously. But we know it is biblical that God does sometimes speak to us through dreams or in our sleep to where maybe that's when things are calm and still, and we don't mistake it's Him or His voice. You know, He spoke to Joseph. He sent an angel to Joseph in his sleep, you know, to talk to him about Mary,
mm-hmm.
you know, how, you know, not to be afraid that the child within her was conceived by the Holy Ghost. So there's been different instances. We know the story in the Bible where God spoke to little Samuel. You know, the little young boy, he called his name. And at first, Samuel didn't know that it was the voice of God when he would go to Eli, you know, thinking it was Eli, the priest that was calling his name.
Mm-hmm.
But God in time, you know, will reveal it is I.
Yes.
You know, it's I that is speaking to us.
And when He speaks to us, whether that's concerning our calling or our life, it is so important to say yes, even if it seems like a great sacrifice. We know that there will be a blessing in return because the Lord always blesses the people that say yes and go for Him.
Sometimes He speaks in a still, small voice.
Right.
We have to be very careful to listen and to never disregard that still, small voice that is speaking to our hearts, lest we miss the voice, you know, of our Savior who is speaking to us. But there's been, you know, many times where, you know, God will speak to us in an instance. Sometimes He speaks to us through His Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, will speak something to us. You know, sometimes that may come in the form of a warning. Sometimes that may come in the form of direction. You know, this is the way. Walk ye in it.
Yes.
You know, to guide our feet and to keep us, you know, from error.
Yeah, the Lord will always direct those who are obedient to him and want to do his will for their life.
I remember there was a pastor, I heard him preaching one time, and he was sharing how the overseer had asked him to consider moving to a different location to pastor a church. He was currently pastoring, and so he went to God and began to pray for God to show him, should he leave his little flock and become a shepherd of a new flock? And he was really struggling with this, seeking God's will. And he said that he was driving in his car, and he looked up and he saw the marquee at the bank, and it had some simple words on it. The words were, "Do not move." And he accepted that as the voice of God, that God chose to speak to him through this means. God has many ways to be a messenger or channels through which to talk to us. And for him, it was that sign that day at the bank,
right,
instructing him, nope, it's not time for you to move. So that was his answer.
God can use anything to speak to his children.
That's so amazing to me. It doesn't have to be something complicated. You know, God can come in even the most simplest fashions to us, you know, to let us know what he is speaking to us to do. Sometimes, you know, he speaks to us simply in our hearts. It's a feeling. It's something, you know, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
You know, if something doesn't feel right, I've always went by the rule of thumb. If I don't feel the peace of God about something, that gut feeling I'm having, then that is the Lord telling me, don't move, don't do that, don't mm-hmm. make that decision. You know, it's something that I've learned to listen to, because I know God is a God of peace, and if it's his will, I'm going to feel a peace to that will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if I feel confusion, then God is not the author of confusion.
Right.
And so I need to stop and stand still until I know what God is telling me to do.
Right. Sometimes we just have to stand still and let God do the work for us.
Absolutely.
And you know, sometimes when we hear his voice, it can be over so many different things, even like to pray for someone. He'll lay a soul on our heart
mm-hmm.
and impress upon us to pray for that person. And we may not know what they're going through, but God does.
Right. You know, there's so many voices in the world that is trying to steer us this way or that way. But we have to make sure that we are not distracted by those other voices, because the wrong voice will lead one astray.
Right.
I remember my mother, she was actually on her deathbed, and my sister was sitting with her that particular day. And my mom told her, she says, "I want you to get a pen and paper. I've got some instructions for you." And the first words that were spoken out of her mouth, she said to her, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." And she began to say, in other words, that God's going to give you what you need. And whenever you ask him for something, he's always going to give you the best, because he's the great shepherd. And she was saying, his sheep hear his voice. And then she told my sister to write these words: "Will you stay close to the shepherd's tent, or will you be so far away until you can't hear his voice?"
She wanted you, her children, to know, listen right to his voice.
Right, and stay close enough to his tent to where you can hear his voice. Because the further we get away from the shepherd's tent, the harder it is to hear his call.
Yes.
And what he is saying. But his voice, you know, led my mother safely home. And that voice, if we will listen to it, it will protect us, and it will, too, guide us safely home. The Bible says in John 10:27-28, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I will give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So we will hear his voice, because it's the shepherd's voice.
Right.
That's the voice. You and I know, if I call your name or you call my name, we know, we recognize that. I recognize it's Victoria Rose.
Yeah.
You know, you're calling out to me. Mm-hmm. And if I call to you,
that's mama.
That's my mom. I know. And you know what? When we have that personal relationship with the shepherd as his sheep, we hear that voice and we know that is my shepherd.
Yes. You know, we've been talking a lot about the Lion of Judah.
Yes.
But sometimes he comes to us as a lamb.
That's exactly right. He is the lion and the lamb. And sometimes, you know, that that lamb becomes the Lion of Judah with a roar.
Mm-hmm.
In possibly, for instance, in the defense of his sheep.
Yes.
And that roar can be heard, especially by the enemy.
Yes.
That he's risen up.
Right.
And it is the voice of the Lion of Judah. It's the roar of the Lion of Judah that's come to protect and deliver his little sheep.
Right.
So it's interesting because, you know, we've used this theme, unstoppable women. And of course, the Lion of Judah is our symbol, our graphics that we're using to point out we can be unstoppable because he is unstoppable.
Right.
The Lion of Judah is unstoppable. But he also has a very distinct roar, lion's roar.
Right.
Our Lion of Judah, he will not be mistaken. His roar is identifiable by its sound because there is no other sound like it.
Right.
It's a divine. It's unlike the roar of a lion in nature, for instance, because we're talking about the Son of God that was the lamb and now is the lion. And we can hear him distinctly. The roar will push back Satan, and his roar will protect us.
That's important to remember, that the voice of God is your defender against the enemy.
Absolutely. His voice is like the thunder and the lightning.
Yes.
You know.
When hard times come, his name is powerful. His
yes.
voice is powerful.
Yes. Speaking just the name of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
I've seen things happen before where maybe in a moment of panic or urgency,
mm-hmm.
we say, Jesus.
Right.
You ever done that?
Yes.
A moment of urgency, we say, Jesus. And suddenly,
yes.
something happens. He comes to our rescue immediately because there's power in that name. If there's power in the name of Jesus, in his name alone, is there not power in his voice?
Right. We can speak the name of Jesus over any situation, or we can speak it over the impossible, and we can watch the impossible become possible by just his name.
Yes.
And just his breath breathing over the problems of our life.
Well, the Bible assures us over and over that he hears us. Many times in the scriptures, it would say, where Jesus would say, I say unto you. And so, you know, when I say unto you, meaning I'm speaking to you,
mm-hmm.
I have something I need to tell you or something you need to hear me say to you. Remember, it was his command and his voice that rolled back the Red Sea. And sometimes we have to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. It's always best to never make a decision until you've heard from God.
And I think that's what we want our listeners to take away from this episode today. Listen for the voice of God. Listen for him to call your name.
Yes, I remember one time I was seeking the Lord's will over something. I had been fasting. I had been praying. I had been really, really seeking the Lord with my whole heart. And I remember I went to a convention. And When the minister got up to preach, he began to quote all the various scriptures, I mean scripture after scripture, that the Lord had given me. These were scriptures that were not like your common John 3:16. These were scriptures, gold nuggets that the Lord gave to me through his word, because he does speak to us through his word. The Lord was reassuring me, scriptures in the Old Testament, several scriptures in the New Testament, these scriptures that he'd given to me over and over. So I knew they were unique to me. They were the voice of God through the word of God. So when I heard this minister began to preach, he just kept quoting scripture after scripture that the Lord had given me. That wasn't coincidence.
No.
That was the Spirit of God. And he said in his message, he said, we cannot know the will of God until we have peace of mind. Isn't that true?
Right. It is very
true. Can we hear the voice of God if our mind is so troubled and so distraught that our minds are racing, our thoughts are scattered? We have to have the peace of God to really know what he's saying to us.
Yes.
And so I knew then, it built my faith. I knew God is speaking to me. God was telling me, I gave this minister every one of these scriptures that I had given you, and now you see how personal I am. It built my faith. I left there, that service, I knew exactly what I needed to do because my mind was at peace. I could feel and see and know what God was telling me to do. That question mark was removed completely from my mind. It never could disrupt or torment or bring fear to me anymore. The power of fear was broken, and I was able to understand what God was saying.
What's God saying to you today? Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Remember, when he speaks, shh, listen.